I want you to turn to 1 John in chapter 2. In 1 John chapter 2, we read about, you know, these three levels of spiritual growth. I mentioned it briefly in the conference, but it's good for you to meditate on it again. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 12 to 14, it speaks about little children, young men, and fathers. Now, this is speaking about spiritually. You can be a little child and be 80 years old and be a little child spiritually. And you can be 25 years old and a spiritual father. Honestly, you can have a sense of responsibility for others when you're 25 years old. Or you can be a lazy, laid-back person who wants to be spoon-fed spiritually even when you're 80 years old. So when it talks about little children, young men and fathers, it's not physical age. It's spiritual age. Little children are those who rejoice in the fact, verse 12, that their sins are forgiven. Great. They're the ones who sing the song, "My sins are all forgiven, I'm on my way to heaven." And that's all that matters. The other thing little children rejoice in is in verse, "I've written unto you, children, because you know the Father." Last part of verse 13. Last part of verse 13. "You know the Father." I'm so happy. I've got a Father in heaven. I can sit on His lap and I know He's my daddy. It's all true. The Holy Spirit cries out, "Daddy." And we can rejoice in that. Very good. And by the way, that is something we must know even as soon as we are born again. Little children, they must know two things definitely. One, that their sins are all forgiven if they have confessed it and repented. And secondly, that God has become their Father who cares for them. They need not be worried and anxious. But if that's all you know, you're a little child. It's good. But we don't want our little children to remain little children forever. And God doesn't want that either. He wants us to go on from there to the next stage, stage two. And stage two is young men. These are people who are zealous. And it says here in verse, the middle of verse 13, "You have overcome the evil one." Young men are those who have learned to fight against Satan, to resist Satan. And the way they resist Satan is described in the end of verse 14. "The word of God abides in you and you have overcome the evil one." So that's the second stage, and I don't know how many of you have got there. So let's get that clearly. The first stage is you know your sins are forgiven and you know God is your Father. And you love to hear messages where you say, well, no matter how much you've fallen, you can repent and come back to God. He's not only the God of the second chance, He's the God of the 10,000th chance. You love such messages. And there's a purpose in failure. Maybe that's one of your favorite books, The Purpose of Failure. I just keep failing, and I'm glad there's a purpose in it. But that's not the end. It's a pathway. God wants you to come to a place where it's not that you fish all night and catch nothing and fish all your life and catch nothing. No, Jesus, there's a time when Jesus comes to the shore and says, "I want to fill your boat with fish now." But if you haven't learned that lesson, then of course, you're always having your sins forgiven and always rejoicing God as the Father. You move on to the place where you're fighting Satan in the temptations He comes to you in your life. We have examples of Jesus quoting the word of God to Satan and driving him away. And that's how young men are. The word of God abides in them. You know how Jesus had the right word for each temptation? He didn't just say, "Satan, I resist you." No. Even Jesus didn't say that. For each temptation, He had one scripture. "Turn the stones into bread?" No. "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." Okay. "It is written, if you jump off the temple, His angels will guard you," Satan says. He quotes even scripture to Jesus. And Jesus says, "No, it is also written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." This is always the same verse. Another, "If you bow down and worship me, I'll give you all that you want. You came to earth to redeem all this. I'll give it all to you free. Just bow down and worship me." "No, it is written, you shall worship only the Lord your God." How did he have the right word? Well, the answer of the Christian world is he was the Son of God. That's not true. He was a baby, born as a baby just like us, with zero information in his mind. And he had to learn the scriptures. By the time he was 12 years old, he learned it. That's the thing that challenged me when I was about 21 years old. And I read how Jesus knew the scriptures by the time he was 12. And I assumed that, say, by the time he was 5, he started reading. And he could understand. So I believe little children can understand when we tell them something from scripture at the age of 5. So from the age of 5 to 12, Jesus must have gone to the synagogue and spoke to the rabbi and said, "Can you please read something to me from the scripture?" And he'd come the next day and show me something more and something more. And every day, and you remember, he had a lot of things to do at home. He had time to play, time to do his schoolwork, time to help his mother. And he found some time to go every day to the synagogue, because that's the only place there was the Bible in those days. And the rabbi must have been delighted that this little child is coming to know the scriptures. And that is how, day by day by day by day, in 7 years, by the time he was 12 years old, he got to know the scriptures. So when I was 21 years old, I said, "Lord, I'm baptized now. Now I can go the way Jesus went. Let me start studying the scriptures. In 7 years, I should know it. And I don't have to go to a rabbi. I don't have to go to synagogue. I got it right with me in print." And I decided, and I worked for 7 years to get to know the scriptures. And I want to say to all of you, particularly those of you who are young, I guarantee you can know the scriptures thoroughly in 7 years. In the midst of all your work. Remember, Jesus had a lot of homework to do and schoolwork and help his mother and all that. And he took time. Just a little bit of time every day. I've said to people, if you will listen to the series that we have in our CFC website called Through the Bible in 70 hours, it'll take you 70 hours. It depends on how much time you spend each day. You know how many days that'll take. But it requires discipline. Do you know there are people who are non-CFC people around the world I've met who have listened to it twice and thrice? And I said, "That's wonderful," I said to them, because I know there are people who sit in CFC Bangalore who haven't heard it once, because they are spoon-fed. They never take the trouble to go and find something themselves, so they never grow. But you guys will grow. You have no connection with CFC, but you're way ahead. I tell them that. You're way ahead of many people who sit in CFC Bangalore year after year after year after year, and they are dull of hearing. That's my concern, but what can I do? The apostles were concerned about some people like that. But I thank God there are other people whom God is speaking out, who is coming. So if you listen to that, that's the first thing. And if you're serious about scripture, go to 40 hours of all that Jesus taught. That's 40 hours. And then go to, it's all on our website, verse by verse, through the New Testament, which is probably 300-400 hours. And that'll take you about 3 years if you discipline yourself a little bit of time every day. I tell you, you will really be someone who knows the scriptures in a very deep way. And it would have taken you maybe just half an hour a day, which means just getting up half an hour earlier in the morning or going to bed half an hour later at night and knowing the scriptures. And if you're a young person, by the time you're 30 years old, God will prepare you for a fantastic ministry. But if all you do is learn how to sing the songs and other things like that, that's good. But I think the Lord needs a lot more teachers of the word than song leaders. I'll tell you that. That's the greatest need in the church. And you can be one of those, you young people. And even if you're older, I believe even a married man can find half an hour, just you won't lose much if you lose half an hour sleep at night. You won't lose it at all. You just got to cut out some of the other things. You do it. Think how useful your life can be in a few years. Just a little bit of discipline. That is the thing that's lacking. A lot of people seek for the fullness of the Holy Spirit. But the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, is the spirit of discipline. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and love. And of discipline, it says. It's a spirit of discipline. And if you have not received the spirit of discipline in your life, ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit, the spirit of discipline. That's the only thing that will help you to be a useful servant of God. There are a lot of people who have emotional experiences being filled with the Holy Spirit. They're not very useful in God's kingdom. So that's something practical I want to say to you. The Word of God abides in you, and you'll have the right word every time the devil comes. So many situations in my life, I can tell you, I get a word from the Lord, which I've stored in my mind years ago, as the right word for that situation. It's such a useful thing to know God in His Word, and just like the Holy Spirit gave Jesus the right word at each situation, you know, even when situations that are not clearly written in the Bible, shall we stone this woman to death? The Holy Spirit prompted Jesus to say, "He who is without sin, cast the first stone." Or when they tempted Jesus saying, "Should we pay tax?" And they wanted to catch Him in a word. The Holy Spirit prompted Him saying, "Give to Caesar what is Caesar's and give to God what's God's." You know, those were promptings from the Holy Spirit, because the Word of God had been so much in Jesus' mind. And isn't it wonderful to have experiences like that, where we have a right word that solves the situation?